Well, we're going to see how the internet works. I called again, and the guy I talked to, he's like, yeah, I'll send you a new box. So he actually just sent me one. Mm-hmm. And I go, I want the same one because those are the good ones, right? I don't want to downgrade or nothing. So he sent me
a new one that's supposed to be better, but it still sucks more.
No, a new one that's just new. I'm thinking maybe the router they put in was defective.
I mean, it's brand new and like top of the line, the new model, but it works like shittier than the old one.
Well, this I got it right because the other one was still doing the same thing. It was going off throughout the day and doing the same stuff. So I got the new one. I hooked it up. No problems. Didn't go out the whole day. The next day. And then it went out once for like 10 seconds and came pop right back on. So I figured, you know, those do that once in a while, right? And then last night it went off at 10:30, 10:45. It did the reset, but it went real fast.
Yeah.
But it hasn't went off during the day.
All right.
So I'm thinking it was a defective box. I don't know.
I mean, the funny thing is, it's, I guess, once you were on.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, boy. Yep, you're.
There we go. I shouldn't have said shit.
Yeah, you look faded there.
Oh, no Eddie today?
I don't think so. He said he's still at work.
That's what he says. Oh, God. The hell was that? You getting like a.
Somebody's calling. One of the guests.
It sounded like the old telegraph. Beep, 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 beep. You know, you got the thing coming out on the strip of paper.
I have it on this little hole, so it kind of vibrates on the table. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to go without Eddie.
I guess.
Okie dokie.
Alrighty.
He can pop in whenever he wants.
He's got it like that.
Remind me to put the scroller down there when it's time for the guest or something. If I forget. You know what I mean?
A new one, you mean?
Well, because I have one for the guests now. When the guests come on, their name is going to scroll by.
Oh, the ticker on the bottom.
The ticker, yeah, the ticker.
Okay. I'll say ticker, ticker.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. This is what you get today.
We're off to a great new year. missing 25% of the show.
Yes, right. Eddie is on location right now. What is he doing, Alyssa?
Who knows?
He's breaking.
He's 25%. We're 25% off on our show. Just like if you visit Natural Wonders, you get 25% off. See how I did that?
Top of things. Good job.
Naturalwonders.com.
Let's get the sponsor out early.
Yes. Natural and then Wonders is WUNDERZ.com.
Yes, and tell them, Alyssa, the little ticker on the bottom, they can just read
that.
Oh,
yes, the little ticker on the bottom. If you're watching us, you can see the ticker. It's got the website. It's got the code, the promo code, the M25 show to receive 25% off of your order. If you're just listening, hopefully you listen to what I just said. That's how you score.
Or go to the show notes. You'll get everything there. Link, promo code, everything.
The show
there
notes.
There you go.
Yeah,
the website?
When you listen to the podcast on all your favorite podcast catchers, you know, you look at the show description, you get the paragraph, and then down the bottom, all the codes. Natural Wonders.
Like the episode description.
Michael Cerro Fitness. Tacos Che and more. Oh, still, man. Working on O'Hara. Sorry. They need to send me a logo, something nicer.
You know what I did notice is I went on their website, thenaturalwonders.com, and if you're a first, this is what I saw, and Alyssa, maybe you can check it out later and see if I saw right. Uh-huh. But when you go on there, it has first time buyers go on, they get 25% off the first time, and that's it.
Oh.
So,
but if you're a fan of the M25 show, every time you go,
every day. So it's not just one time. You will get it.
You don't have to be a first timer.
Yes, you can get it today, tomorrow, the next day, all year long.
It's the non-virgin special here at the M25 show.
That's right. You can get it more than once and still get rewarded. Woo-hoo.
That's how I like
That's
it.
That's right. Have you tried any of the other new stuff that I got to you, Alyssa?
The Permine lotion?
I don't know what I gave you.
Yeah,
new stuff, I think.
I have two things. I have, like I told you at work, I have the rose lotion, which I love. Mm-hmm. It lasts forever. I've had it forever, and I use it all the time. And then I have, at home, I have the Nutone lotion, which is like skin-firming lotion.
Mm. I was going to say, look...
I look firm?
Yes, you look firm. I like it. It's a new year. Do you guys... how do you feel with this new year, last year gone in the books?
I'm hoping it's better.
It's been a kind of year, hasn't it, for some of us?
Just the end of the year. Like, for me personally, there's been a lot of deaths. Like, I already have another funeral on Monday.
Oh, man.
I just did one on the 5th. So it's like, I've just had a lot. So I'm hoping it's a better year.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Alberto looks like he wants to chime in. What are you going to say, Alberto?
I'll keep it to myself.
Is it about me or Alyssa? Or
I was going to say, we'd bring down the show, Alyssa.
Oh, I know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Debbie Downer. Sorry.
It's all right.
Not even Debbie.
Hey, but it's the beginning of 2024. We've got something to look forward to.
Alyssa Downer. I think we should change the name from Debbie Downer to Alyssa Downer.
Yeah, what's a good E word for Downer?
What's a good for Downer? I don't know.
Exasperating. I'm exasperating.
Isn't that a sexual thing?
That's association.
Oh, okay, wrong word. I'm sorry.
Something like that. I'm sure I butchered that word, but I know what I'm talking about.
You know that thing where
asphyxiation, and it's with an A.
Oh, is that where you're with your mate, and then you kind of like
they choke you? Yep.
They choke you a little bit to have a little more bit. High.
There's also the autoerotic.
Make your eyes pop out.
Is that true? I can say that's one thing I've never tried, so I don't.
I think that's the way the guy from.
The Carradine brother. The one.
There was an actor that died that way.
And the guy from INXS, Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about doing it solo. I'm talking about with a partner. We'll get to the solo part. I'm talking about with a partner.
Well, the one from Hogan's Heroes, that's what it was.
Oh, he
had a belt and a video camera, and so they think...
I don't think it was that. I think somebody killed him. The thing was that he liked videotaping himself having sex with other women. And then I guess some would say no, and he'd be like, okay. But he had this thing like set up, like he would turn on a lamp and the camera would actually turn on while the girl thought, you know. And I think the rumor was that either somewhere around that, like some woman got upset or the man of the woman got upset and went out and killed them. Well, I don't know the exact thing. I don't think that was autoerotic or anything like that.
Yeah, a lot of people believe he was killed and set up to look like he did something like that. But I'm talking about being with the mate and you're doing it.
That's part of the
So the is play? It usually the girl that gets the choking and the guy's on top
Depends
of her
on
and gives
her
a little
it.
Bit of the claw?
The claw.
Depends on who likes it.
Oh, so the guy, the girl...
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd like to be choked during something like that. I want to. What if she doesn't stop?
I assume your wife would choke you all the time.
Well, yeah.
What if she starts thinking about things? Like, what if it's your mate for a long time and she starts thinking about things that you've done in the past that she didn't like, and then she really gets into it and just doesn't let go?
You can't get the safe word out.
There's no safe word. There.
You guys.
That was
you
in
guys,
a discussion before.
Yeah, it wasn't a talked about before. It was just.
Pineapple.
I think Steve's getting choked out right now.
Yeah. I think he's frozen. Oh, there he goes. He came back.
All right, here. New year, same shit.
Yep. New year, still frozen.
Okay, so here's what's going on. We have a couple guests coming on.
Don't worry. We'll take care of you freeze up.
Am I frozen again?
No.
You were.
Okay. If I freeze, you guys take over because...
We think you got choked.
We just sit here and stare at the screen.
Yeah, if you come back and I have a belt around my neck and I'm with a smile, you know what happened.
Your pants down.
I tried out the...
What?
Oh.
What is it, called when a guy does it solo?
Autoerotic asphyxiation. I know I'm butchering that word.
It has to be a long word. I can't even say it. Huh?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
It's mainly two words. Okay. Or one word hyphened.
Well, yeah, hyphened word.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Asphyxiation. Yeah, it's like A-S-P-H something, 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 something.
All right. Okay, before we bring our guest out, I have to say something that's going on here. Okay, one of our guests is already in the waiting room, but our other guest has texted me and called me, and she's all, she's got the times mixed up, but I think her time zone, she was right, 11 o'clock where she's from, but I think she's in another time zone now. So she's thinking the time zone's still 11, but now it changes when you leave your time zone. So it should be at 9.
Yeah, she's in a different time zone.
Where she's at, what state she's at now? It's at 9 a.m. So, but where she's from, I thought she was going to do the interview from her hometown, which would have been 11 a.m. her time, 9 our time. So, I don't know. I sent the link to her, and she hasn't popped on yet. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, she's beautiful, so it's not like she's got that much makeup to put on, or...
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, maybe she's not ready to get, you know, she's already a pretty woman. It's...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the way women are, Alyssa. You know that. You're a woman.
Yep.
I was going to sing that song. What's that woman song?
There's a lot of women song.
I know.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street.
No. I am woman. I am woman. Is everyone called I am woman?
Yeah, I am woman.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
It's like it was a commercial.
That was a real song, I believe.
How does it go? Sing it together so I can get the.
I'm every woman. That's... That one?
No. That...
No.
Alberto.
I'm not singing.
Oh God.
If I sang, you could sing. I sing terrible.
No, it's not that one. It's it was on a commercial. It was like a commercial. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Here we got a message here.
You can read it out loud,
She's in the mountains. When we pull John out here, we're going to have a discussion with John about
that. At least he's not at the beach, you know. That would scare Steve.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She's planning to do the interview in the mountains?
Well, that's what Michelle did, wasn't it? She was in the mountains.
Oh, well, maybe. You know what? I'm very confused what's going on today. You know what? Let's bring out our guest, and maybe he can help us out here and... no, it's not that one, Alyssa. It's another woman song. Alberto, go get into your encyclopedia of songs.
Oh, yeah.
And type in...
woman song?
woman song.
Let me Google that up real quick.
It was on a commercial, and it was like... I want to say it was a soap commercial or something, it's kind of like woman song soulful.
She's always a woman...
She's always a woman to me. No, not that one.
Because I'm a woman.
How does it go?
Yeah, I know she
perfume. I'm a woman.
You know what? Maybe our guest knows. It's like a soulful song. It's an older song. It has the name woman in it, and it's I am woman. I am woman or something like that. I don't know. Let's bring out our guest and now get out of here. No, not that one. No. Okay, that's enough. Forget the woman songs. Okay, we're going to bring out our guest. I got another message. Alberto, that's not it. Is that from Cheech and Chong, or what is that from?
That's from YouTube. Peggy Lee, okay. I'm a woman.
Okay, forget what I said. We'll figure this out later. I'm glad you guys are having a good time with this.
Well, we got a show title.
When you hear it, you're going to go...
Like this one?
It's that speed, whatever it is.
You gotta put the phone to the microphone.
Can't even hear it.
It is.
No, put the top your ear part.
Looks like nice.
It's probably over already.
I am a woman. Hear me roar. Is that a song?
Yes, that's the song I've been talking about.
That one you're playing the sound not that.
No, it's not this one.
Okay, look it.
Well, we'll figure it out later.
Let's get our guest in because
we got
all of a sudden we have a guest coming on. Now you guys want to help me and be my friends.
Don't worry, listeners. We got a whole second half. So
after the interview, we're gonna spend the whole show trying to figure this song out.
Figure out Steve's mystery song.
Right.
Okay, so guys, we have a bodybuilder coming on. He is.
No wonder Eddie's not here. He's afraid.
Oh, right. Yeah, Eddie thinks he's
actually Eddie's oiling up right now. He went up a pose off.
I know Eddie's walking around with his shirt unbuttoned, like coming to the show.
He's shaving his chest.
Our guest is all natural, Mr. Olympia, all natural Mr. Okay. Universe. And that means that he performed without any kind of enhancing stuff. It's all natural food and whatever, vitamins or whatever. But he's going to probably explain all that to us because I don't know too much about it. I just know all natural means, there you go. Okay, his name is Mr. John Hansen, and we're going to bring him out. Hello, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, first things first, Kim had just messaged and
I got it, yeah.
And I just found out she was coming out to our area out on the West Coast.
So
I was like, oh, that's cool. And so I think her time where she lives would have been 11:15,
right?
Our time. So I think she had sent me a text going, oh, I thought our interview was at 11. Well, it is if you're in your hometown, but if you're out in the West Coast, it's going to be at 9:15. So she is out. I guess she's having some internet service.
Yeah.
And she's not going to come on. So it looks like unless you know anything about this. Do you know anything about this?
No, I just got the text too, Steve. So I don't know.
Oh.
At least she's here in spirit. She's over your left shoulder there.
Oh, yeah, there she is. There we go. She's really here. There she is behind me. I was just fooling y'all.
Yeah.
She's just going to stand there, so don't expect her to be pulling out the pom-poms or anything. So don't ask me why she's just standing there. I always get people commenting.
She's frozen. It's your internet.
Why is she just stand there?
Yeah, we got that comment at one time. Who's that lady who's just standing there? That's a cutout.
How do you get her to stand so still?
Yeah. That's a good pose for her. She's just going to hold it.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, John, so how are you, John?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Good. We have Alyssa up top here, Alberto on the bottom, and I'm Steve.
How you doing, guys?
We're the M25 show.
Good.
And want to thank you for coming on the show. That's really, really nice of you. And did I say your promo intro right?
Yeah, we got it.
I do want to let us know about that.
Natural Universe, right.
What does that exactly mean?
Well, those are, like Alyssa said, they're drug tested. So it's for steroids and growth hormone and diuretics and all the other drugs that are sometimes used in the bodybuilding world. So the natural competitions, they do drug testing. So these people are just built, they build their bodies just through training and nutrition, and they don't use any kind of performance enhancing drugs. So it's been going on for a long time. I mean, I would say the natural show started probably in the 80s. So I won my competitions in the 90s. The Natural Universe, I ended up winning that 3 times. And then the Natural Mr. Olympia, which I won the first one in 1998, which was held in Greece.
Oh, wow. Nice. Alyssa, I was looking at pictures of his, past and present pictures. And it looks, like pretty big and muscles and everything. So I'm like, you could actually compete with some of these other guys that I've seen that are, that take, drugs or
supplements
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I tried to develop a physique that was competitive with anybody, but, the natural guys are really good too. It's just usually with the steroids, obviously they're much, much bigger because, they're taking in, they're getting in way more testosterone and hormones than you could actually do naturally. So they're able to become much bigger. So with the natural way,
Not sure that's him or me, folks. That's me.
Oh.
Oh, was that Alberto?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was reading up, so.
Oh, no. Listen, you got a question for John?
Yeah, like, with the whole natural thing, like, how often did you have to train? Did you do it every day, 6 hours a day? How long did you have to train before a show? Or not train, I don't even know if that's the correct word.
Yeah.
Work out or prepare for the show. How long does it take for you to actually get to your biggest?
Well, I would train probably 3 days in a row and then take the fourth day off. So you can't train every day because then you're tearing down your body all the time. So your body needs time to recuperate. So that's, I think, a myth that people sometimes think about bodybuilding, where you're training like 5-6 hours a day. I would only train probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And then, like I said, you take like every fourth day off. The real big thing you have to do when you prepare for shows is the nutrition, the diet. So you have to cut back on your nutrition, or you have to cut back on your calories in order to get really ripped and look really good on stage. So it's kind of tricky because you have to eat enough calories and enough protein and enough carbs to maintain the muscle tissue that you built. But then at the same time, you've got to go a little below maintenance. So you're losing that body fat really slowly. And as a natural bodybuilder, we have to lose the fat really slow because we're trying to keep the muscle at the same time. So it's kind of a balancing act between keeping the muscle and losing the fat. So you really got to give yourself enough time. So I would diet typically like around 16 weeks for competitions, you know, when I was doing the shows.
Yeah.
So it would take at least 4 months to really get ripped. And that's the big determining factor that usually wins the competitions. It's not who the biggest guy is, but who the most conditioned, the most ripped guy is. Because the more ripped you are, when you get on stage and get under those lights, the more cuts you can see. The better you're going to look, you know. So sometimes it'll be a really smaller guy that will win the contest. And I've lost shows to guys that were much smaller than me because they were more cut. So that's really the most important thing is the nutrition part.
So it's more like a based on like body fat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just how you look really, you know, but
right. Yeah.
They don't measure your body fat at all, but it's just, you know, it's a visual sport. So it's just how you look on stage. That's why the posing is important too. You need to do the right poses to show your physique off correctly and things like that. But the diet is the most important part. And that's where most people screw up is the dieting. You know, they either don't diet long enough to get really lean, or the last week they try something crazy, like they're going to increase this or that, or they're manipulating their water or their sodium, and then they end up holding water and then they don't look as good. So it's really tricky. You know, it's a really tricky process. You really have to know your body.
I have a question. Like, what do the bodybuilders put on their body? Is that sweat, or do they put something on there to make it more shiny?
Oil.
Oil,
because it's pretty shiny.
Isn't it like tinted oil?
It's kind of like baby oil. Yeah. A lot of the competitions now, they have somebody backstage and they kind of spray you, you know, to give you a little sheen. And the only reason they do that is because the lights are so bright. And if you don't have that, you kind of look flat on stage. It's kind of like makeup for the bodybuilder, you know.
Oh, so it's
makes not... your muscles 3D.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it wet, or is it dry but looks wet?
It's kind of wet. Yeah, I mean, if you rubbed against it, you know, you get the oil on you. Yeah.
Okay. And what the heck?
It's like suntan lotion almost.
Yeah, so exactly right.
Is there a such thing as a tinted oil, like Alyssa said?
No, I don't think that is. I mean, it's just usually, you know, it's like baby oil, or I used to use almond oil, you know, that you get from the store, you know, that you cook with. It would just give your muscles kind of a sheen, you know.
I got you. I was just curious because, you know,
all those
posing people up there, they're all shiny.
And they all tan.
Yeah.
They're all tan too. You have to be tan. Is that one of the things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a theater, you know, you have to put your kind of like your makeup on, you know. So, yeah, the tan is crazy because those lights are so bright. You've got to get so dark, like almost black. Wow. I mean, if you saw like the guy in the lobby, you'd be like, what the hell, you know, but when you get up there, it's not as bad, you know. I mean, it looks natural when you get on stage.
Right.
But
it's like an actress when
it's so dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Like on Broadway, they wear tons of makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't see it. You see him up close and you're like, look at that clown. But then you see him on stage and they're like, oh, okay, now I see why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bodybuilding is kind of unique because it's the only sport that's like an athletic sport, you know, because the guys and the women are athletes. I mean, we definitely train hard. We're athletes. But when you get up on stage, it's more theater. It's more art. So it's more about the posing and how you present yourself and what kind of posing routine you do. And you're just basically showing the physique that you work so hard for, you know, that you developed in the gym. So yeah, it's just, it's like two different parts of the same sport, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you make up your own routine or is there like a list that the judges give you on what poses, what muscles you have to show? And then you go from there. How does that work?
Yeah. It's both. They do mandatory poses, so that's where everybody's doing the same pose, and that's how they compare everybody, and that's how they determine who's the best, because they can compare each person in the same pose and then see who looks the best. So those are called the compulsory poses or the mandatory poses. But then at the night show, we do a routine by ourselves. So then we're just doing our own poses and we're doing what looks best for us, and then we put that together with our own music. So that's really the artistic part of it. And then you're basically trying to show off your body, where you're showing your strong points and kind of hiding your weak points, and doing it in a routine that hopefully is very entertaining and very artistic, like I said, where you're flowing, you know, the transitions from pose to pose. So, you know, it's two different things then. But really the judging is done with the mandatory poses.
Okay. And then you make your own routine and you pick your own music, or do you have somebody that helps you?
Yeah, I did my own. When I was doing it, when I was competing, when I was younger, my brother was an artist, so he would help me. And he was able to look at a physique, you know, aesthetically and see, oh, yeah, you have to move this over here and this, put your leg over here. And then you could see how the physique looks better, you know. So it's really all about having the right position and stuff. But, yeah, I always did my own routine. You have to know, like I said, like what poses look best for you. And then just put them all together in a routine that looks really good, and then pick the right music as well.
Interesting. Oh, Steve's muted.
Getting all confused. I was doing some weightlifting over here. Sorry, guys.
You want us to hear all his grunting.
Yeah, right?
He's got those 5-pound dumbbells. Hey, so, yeah, hey, that's, the screaming would be deafening.
But speaking of music, John, did you hear our conversation earlier about a song with a woman in it?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't figure out which song you were talking about. I remember that song that Alberto played, though, the one from the commercial. I remember that one.
Yeah.
But that was more of a, like a blues, like, da-da-da-da-da, right?
Right.
Okay, but no, this
one was... it was for pantyhose, I believe, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. That's right. Yeah, that's way back. No, this one is... I found it. So
I wanted to ask John...
if he knew it was, I think it's probably in a I think it was maybe in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back
around there. That it was kind of slow. It was kind of like a, it was a woman sensual singing.
Right.
Yeah. It was just, okay. Well, I'll just tell you what it is. It's, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Oh.
You Make Me Feel. I don't know what we're talking about.
Is that Aretha Franklin?
Believe so, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're now. See, this is how I'm brilliant. My mind is so just top notch. When I get on something, that's what I go after, and then I forget why we were doing it. Why were we thinking of a woman song? Oh, is there mice? Is there mice in the house?
No, I'm in Maui. So I have birds out there.
Oh, wow.
Did he have a hamster in the cage, nice. I thought?
Yeah. No, I thought he had
You thought
he had a little background music.
You see the homeless guy in New York with all the rats under his blanket?
No.
I saw that.
Oh, my gosh.
They were, like, cuddled with them? Or were they...
Oh, yeah.
The homeless guy's, like, sleeping. He's covered in a blanket. And some guys are walking up with the camera. And you see, like, 3 rats run out of there. And then they kind of just move the blanket, like 20 of them, like run out.
Yeah, it was gross.
Wow.
And the guy didn't wake up.
Yeah, they're like, hey, they're trying to wake him up, and they lift the blanket, and like, whoo, all these rats.
Oh,
they were cold too, I guess.
Well, hey, maybe they were keeping each other warm. Guys, give the guy a break, and the rats.
Yeah.
John, what do you do when you see that, if that happens?
Rats?
What do you do? No, yeah, just it's like a bunch of rats.
Yeah, I would go the other way. I don't like rats.
I don't either.
Because rats are pretty big.
Mice and possums.
Yeah, especially in New York. Yeah.
So oh, there yeah, was 20 huge. Rats in this guy's blanket.
There, I think
that
there
big?
Was more. I think there was more.
Let's see here. Let's show John what's happening here.
Sorry.
That's all
right. Watch right now. Right there. Just watch right. They're gonna move the blanket right now.
Let's see these rats. What size these suckers are?
Oh my God!
Good.
See, I mean, you kind of see the. You'll see some of them running out right now.
Oh, there's a straggler.
Yeah. No, that was before.
No,
that's
them walking up.
Yeah. So they've seen, you know, a couple of them moving out of there, and they're like, "What was that?" And then they're like, "Hey, hey, hey!" Because there was a guy under there. They lift the blanket, and then all those guys go.
Are you sure there was a guy in there?
Or what's left of them?
Yeah.
Oh, they
no, I don't know if that happened. That's a speculation on my part.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it like hit yesterday. I think I saw it on TikTok, and then now this morning I'm seeing all the. You know, the news, TMZ, and all them showing it. And I'm like, oh.
I mean, that's interesting. But that doesn't beat the guy sleeping on the subway and the rat runs up to him onto his shoulder. That was an oldie but goodie.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
I don't know about that rat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, are you still competing?
No, I haven't competed in about 6 years.
Retired or I just haven't?
Yeah, I'll get in shape for like photo shoots and stuff every year or so, every 2 years. But no more competition. I started when I was 16 years old, so I started at a really young age.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I did it pretty much my whole life. I did it as a teenager, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and then my last show was in my 50s.
Interesting.
Wow.
Alyssa, before I hand it off to you for another question, I got to ask John. I saw some pictures with this... this attractive lady with you in a swimsuit. I'm not gonna let this go because I've been thinking about it. Who is this woman? Who is that? Guys, what the heck is that?
Which picture was it, Steve?
She was in. I think she was in a yellow bikini, and she was. You were standing there, and she was like, it looked like a maybe she was a model too, a weightlifter maybe. I mean, she wasn't muscular, but she had a nice body, and I think. You guys competed around the same time, maybe?
Was it outside? Did it look like it was outside?
It did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was a photo shoot I did in Chicago, where I'm from originally. And she was just a model, yeah. Those shots turned out pretty good, though. I think we did it around sunset, so the pictures look cool.
So what I'm going to do, Alyssa, I'm going to hand it off to you for
some
questions.
I was looking for the picture.
I'm going to. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look for this thing.
I was looking for the picture. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I believe she was in a yellow.
I didn't see it. I didn't go very far, but.
And I want to say that. Have you posted multiple pictures of her? Oh, here it is. Oh yeah, you see, I kind of got a little sidetracked because it is kind of yellow, but the bottom half you can't really see her bottom swimsuit. So that's how. Here, I'll show this one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh okay. Oh yeah, that's cool.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Surprised. I'm very proud of you, Steve. You actually knew what color her bathing suit was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I knew the top half. I can't really see the bottom.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you can barely see the top half noticed. Too, and I'm surprised.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, I have a good mind, and I was able to take it all in. I think I'm just going to leave that picture right here on this my screen right here. There we go. But
so,
was she a competitor? Oh. I'm sorry. Listen, was she
that's
a competitor?
Okay.
Computer.
No, I don't think she ever competed. I think she was just a model.
A model.
Okay. All right. I just thought those are the important questions we need to know. That's all. Okay. I'm sorry, Alyssa. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to ask, like, what are you doing now? Do you coach? Do you judge? Are you still in the industry? Or have you, like, totally just only do photo shoots and you're done?
No, I'm totally in the industry still. Yeah, it's really my passion. Bodybuilding's always been my passion for my whole life. I'm an online coach now. I used to do personal training, but the big thing now is doing the online coaching because you can handle a lot more people. And, you know, you can, it's very, basically what we do is we just design their diets and their workouts. And then we check in with them every week and make sure that they're making progress. So I work for a company called Pro Physique, which is out in Tampa, Florida, where I'm from. And so, yeah, I've been doing that full time for the last couple of years now. But I also have a podcast. I have a podcast called Bodybuilding Legends, and we do a podcast each week, and I interview people from the kind of the old days of bodybuilding, from the 60s to the 80s when the golden era was. And we talk about, I interview bodybuilders from that era, writers, photographers, judges, anybody who was a part of that era. So we talk about the old days of bodybuilding and we try to bring a little bit of history to the sport. And I'm actually working on right now a seminar about the history of bodybuilding, because I found that, you know, when I was growing up, we always had the bodybuilding magazines and I learned a lot about the sport from the magazines, but now the magazines are gone because of the internet. So a lot of the younger people coming into the sport, and there's a lot of new people coming into the sport because they have all these different divisions now. They don't just have bodybuilding, they have bikini, they have men's physique, they have, I think, like 10 different divisions now. So a lot of them don't know about the history of the sport. So I'm going to start putting together these online seminars where I'm going to be teaching about the history of bodybuilding and go back from the very beginning, like the 1800s up until the present time.
Oh, cool.
Very, very
interesting.
Cool. And yeah. Your YouTube, can you say it one more time if people can, they can go subscribe to your YouTube?
Yeah, it's under my name, John Hansen. John Hansen.
That's and then it? Just type in John Hansen?
Yeah. And then the podcast is Bodybuilding Legends.
Bodybuilding Legends.
Legends podcast, yeah.
Podcast.
So I do that both on YouTube, because I do it like you guys do with the video, and then I just make it audio also. So it's an audio podcast, and then it's also a YouTube channel as well.
Very cool. Both the best worlds, that's what I say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You see the stream, and if you don't have time to see the stream, you can hear it in your car.
Yeah. While you're driving.
Or walk, working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alberto, any questions about health for Mr. Hansen here?
Yeah, I look so healthy, so I need all my questions answered.
Oh, you got them all answered?
Yeah, Alyssa asked all my questions.
Oh, boy, look at that.
New year, same shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right.
So you
take over all the questions.
Where are you at again, John?
Well, I'm from Chicago originally, but I live in Tampa now. I've been out there for 13 years now.
Okay, but right now where the birds
are. I'm in Maui. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's my parents come out here for about 3 weeks every year, so I came out for a week to stay with them.
You know what I was going to say? Maui's good. You got a good connection out there.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. I was kind of worried about that. Yeah.
Very clean. What do you think, Alberto?
Yeah, very good. Better than yours.
Yeah, better than yours, Steve.
Yeah, better than mine, and I'm right here. Let me see here. So how can people find you on social media? Let's do that. Let's run through these.
Okay. They can look at me at on Facebook. I'm on Instagram under John Hansen 1. And where else? Oh, YouTube is John Hansen. And then, like I said, with the podcast as well. And then the company, again, I work for is called Pro Physique, and that's where we do online coaching. So they can ask for me there.
And then for Facebook, it's just John Hansen, correct?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So listen, you got all that?
Yes.
On Facebook,
sorry.
Look up John
Hansen.
Put it in
my notes.
Yes, and then on Instagram,
John Hansen number one, or John Hansen one.
Yes.
No underscore, nothing, just John Hansen one.
It might be an underscore, yeah. Let me check.
Okay. There might be, yeah. That kind of
Because I don't know mine either. I have to look at mine.
Yeah, I think if you just type in John Hansen, it'll pop up, and then you'll see like a one or something. So that's the one. I got through to John. Oh, I guess Kim get a hold of you, John?
No, did she text
you? She says she did. She's going
earlier.
Through a power outage.
Power outage, So she's in California then.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. I was gonna say because it's real windy over there in the mountains.
She should have just came to your studio, right?
I didn't know she was gonna be out here till I think just the other day.
Oh, okay.
I just found out about it, and then this all happened right before the show. She said, "Oh, I thought our interview was at 11." And I was like, 11? I was like, "Oh, well." Technically would have been if you were stayed in your hometown.
Right.
So anyway.
Is that the original album of Star Is Born behind you?
Oh, it's the original movie poster.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, wow.
See, what I like about this guy. He's very, he sees Kim on this side of Star Is Born. Yes. Yeah. One of my favorite movies. I liked it. The thing with this is it was torn. So I had to you know, do that movie poster, put it back together, and
it looks authentic.
I could have got a, you know, one that was looked new, but it was just reprinted. But I figured, you know, even though this was torn a little bit, it's still an original. So
now, how did you like the Bradley Cooper one compared to the original?
I thought it was okay. I didn't want to watch it for a long time because, you know, when you have your favorite, you're like, ah, I don't want to go that route. And I finally saw it like a year or so later.
Oh, okay.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's sad to, you know, those movies, that Star is Born trilogy is pretty sad either way. So, but
yeah,
it was okay. But this one's still my favorite. This is the first one I saw, you know. How about you?
You didn't see the old one with Judy Garland.
I did see that one. And that was good too, but I don't know, when I saw this one, I really liked it. I don't know. It
really
stuck with me, and I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
It had that old 70s rock.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know. And because Kris Kristofferson, he was more of country-ish kind of guy, and they put him in a rock situation, and I kind of like that. And I think he played it off well because looked like a rock and roller, you know. And
now, didn't they offer Elvis that role originally?
That's he was gonna do it, but he passed away. So, but that was his role. Yes.
Okay. Wow, that would have been amazing to see him in that.
Wow. Yeah. So when he passed, and they went out on a hunt to find a new person, and they just went to clubs looking for people, and he was playing at a club and they saw him.
Yeah.
And Barbara Streisand said the first thing caught her eye when she saw him playing, he played without shoes. He was playing barefoot. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it caught her eye. So
yeah,
they kind of kept a look on him and he ended up getting it. So I don't know if it was that reason, but it caught her eye.
Yeah.
Something different. But anyway, have you guys, Alyssa, have you seen the Star is Borns, any of them?
I've only seen the one with Bradley Cooper.
What'd you think of it?
It was good.
It was good. How about you, John?
I do want to see the other ones.
I thought it was really, really good. I thought that scene where Lady Gaga did her, you know, first performance, you know, when he kind of pulled her on the stage, I thought that was amazing.
It was good. It's just, it's funny that they're pretty, you know, they're kind of just almost alike, you know, just different, you know, there's some different things and different actors, of course. But you look at it and it's like, okay, they kind of put a little bit, they just turn it in their own way, a creative way. But like, you know, the other movies, they brought her on each member in the 70s one anyway. I can't remember the old one, if he pulled her on stage or anything. I can't remember that one. But it's kind of the same thing, how they rolled. And
he did pull her on stage in the 70s one, in the 77 one?
Yeah, she didn't want to go up there. She's like, no, I don't. Remember, he took her to, he met her in that bar when she was singing.
Yeah.
And they spent the night together, and then he flew her to his concert.
Yeah,
and she's back there having a good time. Then he's all, get over here, and he dragged her out. And she's like, no, I don't want to. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
And then she started singing, and then she kind of got the bug.
I got to rewatch that 77 one. I haven't seen it in a
while. Yeah.
Alyssa, you got to watch it.
I know. I think I will.
Yes. We need that connection.
I'm always looking for something to watch.
Yes.
Did you see the Bradley Cooper Maestro? Did you see that one?
I didn't, but I heard about it.
Yeah, Alyssa? I thought it was really good. He was amazing. Mm-mm.
Alberto?
Nope.
So I take it he's a, is he one of the guys that are with the orchestra?
Yeah, Leonard Bernstein, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I heard it was good.
Yeah, I thought he was amazing.
Really? Did that win any of those Globe Awards? I don't
know. No, it didn't, no.
I think
Oppenheimer is going to take everything this year.
All right.
What do you guys? I haven't even seen that yet.
Yeah, me neither. No? How was that?
No.
Look, we've turned John from the bodybuilder to movie critic. So Oppenheimer, how was that?
I thought it was great. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, a little long. It was like 3 hours, and I thought the last part where they kind of brought him to trial at the end, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that went on a little too long, you know. But the first part where he had to get all these scientists together and they had to, you know, develop the atom bomb, I thought that was unbelievable.
Wow.
Interesting. Alyssa, I'm going to bring something up we both can relate to, and we're going to see if John has seen this movie, because while he's here, might as well talk about it. The Iron Claw.
Yes, I just saw it last week. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to say this. I wanted to go see it anyway because I wrestling and I remember those guys, you know.
Yeah.
But when I walked out of there, I felt like I was defeated, man. I felt like I got beat up. I was like, oh my God. I walked out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was heavy.
Tragedy on the whole family. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I walked out of that theater feeling like just beat.
Yeah.
Like somebody just kicked my ass.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That's a movie. You don't feel like that off a lot of movies. So I think that's a good thing, right? If a movie makes you feel like
that. That emotion.
It was very emotional, yeah.
What did you feel, Alyssa, if you don't mind me asking?
It was sad. It was, you know, I didn't cry. I'm not really a crier at movies, but I was like, another one? Another one? And then I heard, you know, in real life, there was another son that wasn't even in the movie.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, that had passed away.
When he was a child, Yeah, there was a child movie.
Yeah, no, there was another brother. I believe he committed suicide.
Another one?
Another one? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was just that little, the little boy.
No, there was like, I think I want to say six sons. Because there was five in the movie, right?
Right.
Yeah, the little boy and then the four.
And the four,
and then
yeah.
There was another one that they didn't put in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was he a wrestler too, or he was just...
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that he passed away as well. Hmm. It was like, crazy.
John, how did you feel walking out of that movie?
I felt like you did. I was blown away. And I didn't know any of the backstory. So I didn't... Yeah. I knew it was a tragedy. I heard that a lot of bad things happened to the family, but I didn't know the details. And I really didn't follow wrestling when I was younger, so I didn't really know about those guys. So yeah, I was blown away. What do you guys think about that scene? I don't know if we can spoil it, but the scene where he's in the boat and he reunites
at the end.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was an amazing scene, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was cute that they kept the little boy little.
Yeah, it was.
And then he was like, oh, I'm your little brother.
Yeah.
They're all big.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we just get a little piece of it, so people that go see it, it's really good. I mean, you're gonna walk out of there feeling like, you know, you went through it with this family, but I think it's worth it, even though it took me a few days to get over that stuff, man, because that was pretty.
Were you a wrestling fan, Steve, when you were growing up?
Yes, and I remember the Von Erichs and the Freebirds, you know, that rivalry, because I used to live in Oklahoma, and that was that area where they.
That was Texas.
That was what was broadcasted. Like, I never heard of WWF until I moved to California. I didn't even know what that was. Back there, it was like Mid-South Wrestling, the Texas Wrestling.
Yeah.
And I knew these guys. And so when I saw them, I was like, oh, I remember those guys. And I heard there was some kind of, you know, things that happened. But I didn't know it was that much. You know, I didn't know it was, like Alyssa said, there was more than I knew, you know.
So, what do you think the best movie of wrestling was? Do you think it was The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Man, that was a good one, too. I'm going to say that was good. Really, really good. But the Iron Claw, for the way I walked out of there and what it made me feel like pretty...
That's your emotions?
Yes, it really got me and it made me walk out. And I was just like, oh my God, what in the world? Mm-hmm. I got to give it to that because if you can walk out of a movie... feeling like you were in the movie or something, just watching it. Mm-hmm. You're tired from it.
Right.
I have to give it to that. Even though I loved The Wrestler a lot, I really did. But I came out of there more of, I didn't feel as bad because you kind of knew, you know, this is how he wanted to go out.
Yeah.
This was just all, man, it was
tragedy.
Those boys were put through a lot and by the dad, of course, and then on top of that all the other stuff that happened, you know, people passing away and all take, you know, I give it to that one. I got it. Alberto, have you seen The Iron Claw?
No,
you should see it. You like wrestling. It's a good movie. I'm surprised it didn't get any of those nominations in the...
You don't even have to like wrestling. You just, it's just a...
Right. It's just a great story.
A family story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel like you walked out of there like you were in the ring. You were the one who got beat up the whole movie. And you're limping out of the showroom.
Zac Efron was in great shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know too much
about him. The other guy, too, from Bear. And, yeah.
The Cary Von Erich. The one that lost.
I was surprised at him because when he was in, oh my gosh, what's that show?
I never even heard of him.
He was on, oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
I saw the
whole series. It was a family show that he was on. That's where I know him from. But then I heard that, I haven't seen Bear, but I heard that he's in either. Bear as well.
Yeah.
And he was always like this little scrawny little guy. Mm. And then now I see him in this movie. I'm like,
he's all bulky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I heard he won that award for The Bear.
He did. He was nominated.
Yeah.
But they didn't get any for maybe for Oscars. They might slip something in because.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, Alyssa, is he jacked in The Bear or no? He's skinny.
I don't know. I haven't seen The Bear. That's why I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know he was part. I didn't know if he was in that show.
Yeah.
Until after this movie, they're like, "Oh, it's the guy from Bear," and I'm like,
"Yeah,
I've never seen that movie." Maybe yeah,
not. Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a series, I believe, and it's winning. Like, it won a lot of Golden Globes.
Yeah, I heard it's fantastic. I heard from a lot of people. It's really good.
The Bear.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, John, you're very. This guy's bodybuilding movies. All right, I like it. Thanks. I appreciate your takes on these movies. Oppenheimer's is one that you think is going to head into the Oscars at a.
I think that's got the momentum. I'm a big movie buff, as you can tell. So I watch awards every year, and it's kind of like politics. You know, you can kind of see who's building up the momentum, who's going to win.
So who
I
are we
found
looking
out
at?
The show that the guy was on, Shameless.
Oh, Shameless!
I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
Yeah,
it's a dysfunctional family show. Yeah, he was one of the brothers. He was in Shameless, and then he went to Bear, and then now the Iron Claw. So in Shameless, you see him as this little guy.
Yeah, little kid, yeah.
And then I see him on the show, on the movie, and I was like, oh, God, he worked out.
Who was the father in Shameless?
It was the guy that got in trouble for the college scandal.
From Boogie Nights and from Fargo and.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what's his name? The
name's escaping me right now.
William H. Macy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. Alberto comes through in the end. So okay, before we go back to John's weightlifting and close out his interview, what are we looking at the Oscars? What do you think? Who's going to be the front runners?
I think Oppenheimer is going to win Best Picture. I think it'll win Best Director, and I think it'll win Best Actor for Cillian Murphy.
All right.
Holdovers is looking pretty strong too. I love that movie. Did you guys see that with Paul Giamatti?
No, but I heard about it. I heard it was good.
That was a really good movie. That was one of my favorites of the year. Okay. So I think the black actress, I can't think of her name. She'll win probably Best Supporting Actress, maybe. And I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to win Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer.
Wow. Hmm. That would be something, huh?
Yeah.
What is it, Viola Davis that's in that movie?
In Oppenheimer?
No.
Other
one that he was...
No. I can't think who it is. Her name. But she was really, really good in The Holdovers.
Oh, okay. With Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are your top picks?
Yeah.
I think are going to... Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
So you don't think the Iron Claw will get in there for anything, at least nominated?
Doesn't look like it, no.
Man, I tell you, that's... one. Just for a heartfelt trophy. Shit.
Pulling on the heartstrings.
Yeah.
There's always so many good movies every year that just don't get nominated, you know?
Yeah, there are. And it all has to do with the advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that movie Past Lives?
No.
No.
Listen.
So it was like this Korean boy and girl who grew up in Korea, and then she gets her family emigrates to Canada when they're really young. But they're kind of like boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they're really young. And then he looks for her later on in life, but she's already married and she's living in New York. So he comes to New York to visit her.
Oh yeah, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
It was really good. It was really, yeah. really one of my favorites of the
year. Is that going to get anything?
I don't think so. No
nominations.
Maybe screenplay. Because I think it was an original screenplay.
Mm. Look at this. So people, look at John Hanson, bodybuilder, yeah. movie critic,
turned movie critic,
got it all. Birds in the background, you name it, he's got it. Okay, so one more time, go to John. Go to YouTube, type in John Hanson, subscribe to his YouTube page. He has a podcast, but also does it live stream too. So you can watch the live stream.
Yeah, Bodybuilding Legends, yeah.
And then afterwards, you can go to your favorite podcast platform and look up, what is it called?
Bodybuilding Legends.
Bodybuilding Legends. And that's John Hanson's podcast, Bodybuilding Legends. And you could go to Instagram and follow him under John Hanson number one.
Yes.
Just John Hanson 1. If I say number one, our listeners sometimes are a little goofy. They'll type in number
one. They'll put number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on Facebook, just type in John Hanson.
Yes.
You can follow him there.
Yes.
And I think that is it. That's everywhere John is.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the interview.
Go check him out. Yeah. He's a good dude. And we hope to have you back again. And sorry
about
Kim.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. Yeah.
But you're welcome on the show anytime. Just give us a message.
Appreciate it.
We'd love to chat with you maybe after the Oscars and get your take on what happened.
That's right. We'll do an Oscar follow-up show. Yeah. See how right up.
All right, John. Well, you take care of yourself. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
All right. Alberto? Take care, guys.
You want to throw one more Hail Mary, Alberto?
No.
All right, one's enough. All right, John. You take care of yourself. Have fun where you're at, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
John Hanson. All right, let's go to our banners here. And, John, you have to take yourself out because...
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yes.
There's a button that says leave studio.
That's too much work for Steve.
You don't want us to kick you out. We're not that. We don't want to do that. Come on, John.
Okay, guys. See you later.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see comments. All right. So let's get down to what we need to talk about here, guys.
Well, we found out your song, so I mean, now we gotta.
Yeah, are you gonna play it?
We got a band for the next half hour.
Yeah, can you play it? Because I can't believe that you didn't think of that song.
I even forgot it already.
You make me feel like a natural woman. You don't know that? Do you know it?
I know it. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, that was a commercial too, I believe.
For what exactly?
I'm trying.
Okay. Anyway, the song I was thinking about. And hey, Richard, if you're listening, if you want to come on real quick and give us a Bigfoot update, you're more than welcome to. He's actually up this morning.
The Bigfoot year in review 2023.
Yes. See how close they got to catching the creature.
Okay, here we go.
Those people on the train, remember? That was the big breaking news.
Can you hear it?
Barely. I think you got to put the ear part.
Oh, maybe you got to put it on speaker.
No, mine's here. It is on speaker.
We can't even hear it.
Nope.
No?
If you're listening on the podcast, it's not the background music. Alyssa's phone just doesn't work.
I can hear it totally fine. How funny.
Alberto.
Here's the earpiece. It's not. My volume is down here.
Oh, I mean, I can kind of hear it, but...
Let me see.
Sorry, Aretha. Guys. Yeah, it just doesn't...
No.
No?
Nope.
No, if I take this off...
Hang on with us, folks. We'll fix this.
Yeah, no, sorry. Gotta be Steve. Steve's got to put it on his little system.
Steve might be frozen. Or he's concentrating.
Oh, yeah. Look at his glasses just popped up.
Aretha.
Franklin.
I'll pop it up. Nothing's working good. There she is. Reese. Is that one of her? That's one of her hits, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't even see it.
It's like, you make me feel...
Oh, here it is.
Like a natural woman.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
He's gonna freeze up right
soulful.
Now. Why did this come up in the first place? I forgot already.
I did too.
This is the song that was playing when we were taking our picture at Ruby's.
Was it?
I'll tell you this in a minute.
No wonder you were so magnetic in that picture. Big smile. All right. Careful now. We're going to get kicked off YouTube.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We better get out of here before they...
The estate of Aretha Franklin demands their money.
Anyway, that was it.
She is dead, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we got one of Steve's phone call there.
Right?
Okay, so...
We're going to pay for your car, sir.
No, it was... I had to turn the volume up, so when I got off the music platform I was playing it on, I went back to the live stream, so we were hearing our live stream.
Ourselves.
Okay, so we go to Ruby's for our Christmas get-together, right, after the show, the Christmas show.
Our previous secret location.
Yes, it's not secret no more, so you can go now.
So, sorry, we
can go.
Sorry, Ruby's, we're never coming back.
But it was really good. The waiter was cool, you know, let us sit down where we wanted, which I liked a lot. Usually they sit you, right? So I'm going to get to the point where we took our picture. They were lining up the waiter. Is that what he's called, a waiter, or the guy that served?
Server.
Server. Hey, can you take a photo of all of us so we can have a group picture? He's like, yeah. So we line up and we're just getting there. And it was an accident. And I'm going to tell you why it was an accident. I touched Alyssa's butt. Because, I was going like this and I was like, oh my God.
Every year it's always something.
You know, it's escalating because before he just took a peek. Remember that?
No, but wait.
Now was an innocent. Now was an innocent. Now next time it's going to be, you're going to get goosed, as they say.
Listen to me though. But what I did is I was just putting my hand because there was like I thought there was a railing by the seat. Yeah, so I put my hand there, and then it was on top of her butt, and I was like, oh, my God. And I thought in my head, I got to say something, because if I don't, she's going to think I was trying to take a cheap shot, right? So I said right away, I go, sorry. I didn't know what to say, but I really didn't do it on purpose. I was trying to put my hand on the little
You're just
chair.
Trying to compensate.
Steve apologizing to a woman. That's second nature for him. He has to do that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I've had more experience with Alyssa's butt in the past few years. First the car incident, then people thinking I'm staring at it, now that I'm touching it. All untrue. Yeah. It just happened.
Escalation.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just wanted to clear that.
Alyssa, for this Christmas party, bring some bodyguards.
Could you imagine, after everything that's happened, I thought I was looking at her, my hand, and I put it down, and I realized where it's sitting on, and I was like, oh my God.
This coming Christmas, he's going
to
be like...
He's moving up to the stomach and all the way to the breast, you know.
I was shocked. I was shocked.
He was embarrassed. Yeah. He blushed.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Because when you accidentally do something, you don't... And then it had to be the butt. I mean, if it was like, hey, I put my hand on her around her shoulder or something... It had to be on that butt. How do I explain that to somebody? All I got to say is I got to hurry up and say sorry. Because if I don't say anything, they're really going to give it to me. So that's what happened on our Christmas party. We had, besides the butt incident, we had a nice time hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when we got in. And Alberto, remember I told you, I go, I'm going to ask him if we can sit over there. Because there was nobody on one side of the restaurant.
Right.
The place to eat.
Because in Steve's world, everybody's going to be listening to our conversation.
Well, no, because I just don't like when one side, there's like a lot of people, and they'll squeeze you into the whatever spot's available, yet the other side has not one person sitting over there.
Yeah.
And it gets me every time because it seems like when I go, I'm the last one in that can fit that crowded section. And I thought that's where they're...
Well, next time walk out and then come back in later.
Wait for somebody else to get that spot?
Yeah. Wait from the middle of the new section.
But this guy was cool. He said that we could sit in our own spot, so that was nice. We had the whole side to ourselves.
And then Steve stiffed him on the tip.
Did I? No, I did not. No, I did not. Did I?
Steve went back and took the $5 away.
$5? Wait. Wait a minute. What are you guys talking about? No, that's not
just,
true.
Just giving you a hard time, Steve. Come on.
I don't even remember that. Steve doesn't remember. I didn't tip him for the shake. I went back to get a shake when I was leaving.
Yeah, Steve dined and dashed that shake.
No, I paid for the shake, but I didn't give. I said, it's okay if I don't give you a tip since we gave you the tip earlier. He said, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to give a tip on the shake.
He's got your picture back there. You know, next time this guy comes back in, spit in his burger.
Yep, your picture's in the back kitchen.
And I hear Alyssa has birds in her background, too.
Those birds?
Oh, I know. You got crying birds, baby.
She's got grandbaby birds.
Yeah. Marcus Jackson says, hi, this is Marcus Jackson in Mobile, Alabama. A dear friend of Kim Beverly, she messaged to get in touch with you guys on the show.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yes, we got her messages. Thank you.
Yes, hello, Marcus. Yes.
She's in the mountain somewhere.
Hi, Marcus.
What's the message you got?
Exactly.
Well, listen to the guy. He took time to type out the message.
I guess he wants us to know that she's trying to message us.
Yeah.
Well, she already did.
Yeah, and that's what I'm telling Marcus. Yeah.
We just figured that she's not going to be here today, and we'll get her hopefully another day.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim is in Sierra Mountains. Please comment and let everyone know. She sends her apologies. Internet comes and goes. Comment on the show. I'm stuck in the mountains. Towers are down.
Good Lord. So. Must be a storm out there, huh?
Was she out in Tahoe where the avalanche happened?
Oh, gosh.
In Tahoe? Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was
an avalanche?
California
side.
Okay, so before we get to Tahoe, What Alyssa said. Kim is she apologizes for not being able to make the show today.
Mm-hmm.
She is stuck in the mountains and there's no internet connection. Power is out, and it just didn't work today. But she sends her apologies. Alrighty. So Lake Tahoe.
Move on.
What happened?
Lake Tahoe had an avalanche. So one died.
There was
an avalanche.
A snow avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
In Lake Tahoe,
a tree avalanche.
Sand. It was sand.
it was,
wait a minute.
It was water.
I didn't know.
A bunch of water came down the mountain.
Right. All right. The snow melted.
Okay, so there was a snow
one
avalanche.
Person died. One person died, and I think two were injured or hospitalized. It was yesterday.
One person was killed, and another injured. At the Palisades Tahoe Resort.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
No.
Let me see here. You know what? Okay, we're going to start here now that about these comment things. Because on our break, I was getting messages from people about comments not being read. And I would say, you know, I try to get them, but I can't get them all sometimes. And sometimes Alyssa helps and Eddie.
Yeah.
But Alyssa, I think you're going to be that person to keep an eye on those.
Okay. No. Well, I'll say, hola, Henry.
And it wasn't our past friend, David. It was other people.
He was especially
Henry.
Upset. You know what?
Henry Singleton.
No, I'll say it. Sorry. Comments are extra. We'll get them. We're doing a show. I'm sorry. We're a band on stage playing songs, okay? You can stick up your signs. We're not going to stop the song right in the middle of the song and read your comments. If we can, it's good, okay? You know, you got lucky, and you know, we maybe find your question interesting. We're gonna answer it, but if it doesn't happen, it's not personal. Okay, we're doing show. I have my thing on full screen. I don't see any comments. Maybe every once in a while, I'll go look at them and then just go back to the show. Sorry, folks. I've listened and watched plenty of YouTube shows, and I put my comment or my question on there, and it's been ignored. It's not personal. Sorry, God damn, I hate these people. You know what? Okay, we go to Super Chats, fine. Pay your $5 and we'll read your comment or we'll answer your question. Other than that, I mean, if you're lucky enough,
Super Chats. Is this another money-making thing?
Well, when you're monetized, I guess, on YouTube. like we're doing this live show. I'm not sure we can do it off StreamYard, but on YouTube, you can pay like $2 and they'll give you a certain amount of characters and you can make a comment or ask a question. And it actually, it highlights for you. And, and most hosts will say, you know, so-and-so with the $5, thank you. What's your question? Read the question and then they answer it. The good ones do.
Oh.
If you want more of those. We are fortunately doing it for free, so if we don't read your comment, it's not personal. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of it.
Well, there you have it, people.
There you go.
Sometimes we can't see them, but we try. I think we do better than most. We try to get them the best we can. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Yep.
Before Alberto went on his.
I'm just getting fired up, folks.
All right, calm down.
I always have a problem with our past guests, who you know.
Start calling him 2024.
2024. Oh, that's my resolution now?
That's right.
I'm going to tell them how it is. I'm going to cuss out the fans.
That's usually me. I'm the tell it like it is person. Henry Singleton says, hola. Marcus said, Kim says she'll make it up to them and go on their next show. Okay. I don't know who we have for next show.
Yeah, we'll bump that person.
Kim she'll make it up. Go on the next show.
I think we're booked until June, so.
I know we have somebody next week already, so let this Kim.
Well, we'll get with Kim and figure something out.
Yeah, because you know, can't bump people because it's not fair. You know.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
So okay.
Then we have.
I gotta give a shout out to Home Depot. I know I've been pretty mean to them in the past, but.
Did they kiss your ass or something?
There later.
I went to Home Depot to I went to go get a little snake for the drain, right?
Oh, I thought an actual snake.
I
mean, they'll sell those things at Home Depot.
A little drain snake.
A drain snake.
What happens is when we did our remodel, I hadn't run the dishwasher yet, right? Because I don't use dishwashers. I just wash them in the sink, right? So I go, well, since everything's new in there, I got to keep it run so it doesn't go bad, right? So I get it going and stuff, and it's going. And then all of a sudden, I see water coming out of the little breathing spout on top of the sink, you know, the little spout. So water starts gushing out of there.
A lot?
Yes. Like the water that's supposed to drain in the dishwasher. Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? So I opened the door, and it stopped. So I turned it off, right? So when you turn it off, it's still got a drain, right? Close the door, starts making noise and shooting out more water. I guess it couldn't drain. So it was draining out of the little breathe hole on top, on your faucet.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is going on? Brand new. Everything in that kitchen is brand new. So I was looking on YouTube and it says, oh, maybe the little thing's clogged.
The filter,
So it's like, get a snake and just run it through there, and maybe it's just got a clog. So I was thinking, okay, I'll go up to Home Depot and get me one of those. And I'm thinking, it's brand new. How can it be clogged? That had never been used. So, you know, you walk around a place like Home Depot. This was one of my gripes before. Everybody is too busy to help you, right? They see you, and they nonchalantly kind of make a quick right or left into another aisle so they don't have to see you because they know darn well you're walking up to them to ask a question, right? So there's this guy there, and I walk up to him, and I always go, excuse me, hello, sir, or ma'am, or whatever. Can I please ask you a question? I know you're busy. And so maybe because I talked to him like that, I started telling my situation, and he's like, oh, wow, okay. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. It shouldn't do that if it's brand new. And it ended up being when you put a new garbage disposal in your thing, There's a hose that comes from the dishwasher that goes straight to the garbage disposal, and then another hose coming out to the normal outage of the water. It needs two places to go to the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hose that comes from the drain on top of your sink that goes to the garbage disposal and out to the outside world. And then the other hose comes from the dishwasher to the garbage disposal, goes through the garbage disposal through the outside hose to go outside to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that hose from the dishwasher.
So the garbage disposal is the middleman.
Yes. Well, the hose from the dishwasher that goes into the garbage disposal, there's a little thing in there that you have to hit out is a little plastic piece that seals it, and you had to hit it out. And once you hit it out, it's free flow. So he was going, it might be, it might, it's called like a knockout. It's a punch out hole.
Okay.
What the hell is that? And luckily he walked me over to the thing. He's all, put your finger in this thing and you feel that. And I'm all, yeah, and it was closed. He's all, that needs to be open. So it's a free. So I go, oh man. I go, I wonder if the plumber, he should know to do that. And he's always, is it brand new? And I go, no. I go, it was, he put the old one back in, but it was fairly new. Well, I put in the old garbage disposal, but I never use a dishwasher, even though we had one. We never, like, how many years we've been here, I've never turned it on, so it probably went bad. So when I put the garbage disposal, I didn't know about that thing, so I hooked it up like that. So when we did the remodel, they took it out, did the remodel, and then they put it back in. And as a plumber, you think they would know to check these things, right? But what they did is they just put it back in as is. That thing wasn't punched out, so that's why that water was gushing out from the sink. So I went in, took the hose off, hit it, got a hammer with the screwdriver, plopped it off, good as new. So the guy that the Home Depot helped me out, really cool. But I passed about 7 different people who saw me coming and just went to other aisles, which I think is a farce.
They're like roaches when you turn the lights on.
Why are they? I mean, I get it, you know. It's like, you know, here comes another customer here. And it's like, you know, some I just want to help. That guy, I told him, thank you. I go, you're probably right because I installed it in the past. And if I go see him again, I'm going to thank him for, hey, taking just a few minutes to tell me what it could be. Because I could have went through a whole process of getting a drain snake, getting new things in this, and it was just a little piece I needed to pop out. And it's just, I don't know. It seems like almost every store you go into, they see you and they just, either you can see it under their breath going, oh God, here it comes. Or they just split to another aisle or something. And it's like, I get it, but man, I need some help. You know, that's all I'm here for. And
you might have gotten lucky because all the other people, they might have said, oh yeah, you need all this equipment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was happy to walk out with
$200 worth of equipment and none of the work.
Yeah, well, that's just the way people are today, and that's cool. But, you know, I'm saying this guy helped me, and it was very nice that he gave me his opinions. It could be this. They could have put it in the wrong way, the garbage disposal. It could have been a couple things, but it might be this. And when he told me, it hit me. I go, it probably is, because when I put it in, I didn't knock that thing out, the little hole thing.
So yeah.
I go, you're probably right. Because when I put it in, I didn't do that. And they just probably reinstalled it and didn't do it themselves. So anyway, I want to thank that guy. When I go back there, I'm going to find him and say, hey, man, thanks. I know you guys are busy here working and don't want to have time to stop because your bosses have you doing work on list. I get it. I know the business. But thank you for taking just fucking 3 minutes out of your time to tell me what you think it is.
And do it quietly, you know, face to face. Don't let the boss know because he'll fire the guy for refusing sales.
He actually yelled to his boss and said, hey, this guy said I'm right. Can I go home early? And the guy just laughed and walked away. So he knew he was really his boss. He's all, he probably called him in the office after I left.
Yeah, he's probably gone already. You didn't sell him a snake?
So don't you ever.
You're right.
You know, when somebody comes wanting to buy shit, you fucking sell it to him.
Right. Even if they don't need it.
Yeah. Especially if they don't need it.
We've got Marcus. Good show, guys. Kim really feels bad about not being on the show today. Contact her when you can after the show.
Got it. I'm sure we'll hear from her eventually. Either way.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim. Not all our guests do that. Most of our guests, like, if they can't get on, they just, like, we don't hear from them.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Kim reaching out. Thank you.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Okay, I gotta run by this silence notification on iPhones is I don't know. You know, silence, I know everybody has a right to use it, I get it. But in the past maybe the past month or so, I've been seeing that a lot. And you know, you can push the text through anyway, right? Because it says this person is on silence or something like that. I think it's silent mode or something.
This
can't you just like turn down your volume?
This person has do not disturb or something like that.
Yeah, it says it's silenced or something.
Mm-hmm. Notifications.
And then you text something and say, hey, what's up? And it says, and then under it says, push through anyway. So I guess maybe it'll do something. What does that do when you do that? Do you actually get
when
the text?
When you do that, it does a notification. It notifies them.
I'm guessing that's why, but like a real emergency.
Yeah.
But to Steve, you know, hey, what's up? That's a 5-alarm fire for Steve, you know.
Right.
He needs attention.
He's gonna push
it
through.
That's an emergency for Steve.
No,
push
I don't.
Push it through. Push it through.
I don't do that unless it is an emergency. I just see it and I'm like, okay, I guess they're busy.
Yeah. See that's a push notification for Alyssa right there.
Right.
So what is the deal with that? I mean, if somebody wants. Because I was talking to somebody and I was messaging her, right? And she had that on, and I'm like, how come you have your notifications on? It was during the day and everything. And I don't want to talk to somebody right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not towards you. Just push it through. It's for somebody else. I really don't want to talk to them.
Well, I think the phones have something like, you know, when you call somebody, you know, they can like put do not disturb. And what happens is you call and it goes immediately to voicemail. But if you just hang up and dial again, it'll go through. So I don't know. I know my phone, I have a Samsung, and it has like overnight, like, you know, turn this on and, you know, between now and 7 in the morning, you won't get it. And it'll make no sound or you won't get any notifications. But
yeah, it's not the calling. It's just the text messaging.
Well, mine does everything. Mine just like kind of goes to sleep. It's called sleep mode. So like I don't get phone calls, I don't get text messages, emails, nothing. Yeah, but only the ones I have in my favorites can get through.
Go ahead.
When you have that nighttime thing, when you put it on, that's basically nobody can get through, right? But then there's another
one. Only my favorites.
But there's another one like that just says notification silenced.
Yeah, they just put their thing on do not disturb.
Okay, so there's a do not disturb, and then there's a notification silenced right now.
But there's not for you guys. You don't have you just turn down the volume on your ringer and your notifications. Because that's what I have. I can just turn down all the volume and leave it on vibrate basically. And then you know if I get a call or a text message, oh vibrate, and if I feel it, I feel it.
Well, no, I think when I see this means they're not. They don't want no text message.
Yeah, but
it says notification silence. That means I'm silencing you. Please don't text me. I don't want to hear it.
It's not you personally. It's the phone.
Is that, I don't know, that kind of answer, but is it like you can pick somebody? Because I can block a number. And then whoever
calls. I think it's a nice gesture to say, hey, I don't want to answer any text messages right now. But if you have to text me, push this button and it'll go through.
Like people that don't want to be disturbed with whatever they're doing. Maybe they're watching a show. Maybe they're at the movies. Maybe they're, you know, at work, and they just put it on for everybody. You can take it off for certain people, but I don't think you can put it on for certain people. If that makes sense. I don't want Steve texting me, so I'm gonna just put him on do not disturb. I don't think you can do it just like one individual person. That would just be blocking the person. But I know when you do the do not disturb, you can put it to where like, oh, I want only my favorites, whoever my favorite people are, to be able to text me.
Interesting.
So like I have my kids and my boyfriend.
So do not disturb favorites. Is basically
you have Steve on
off.
Full block.
Yes, so
notification silence is basically like a nice way of saying, hey, look at, don't text right now because I'm doing something.
But it's not
totally turned off because you can push it through, right?
Yeah.
But do not disturb for most of the people is you can't get through until you take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
My daughter always has it on. Always.
I always have my phone ringer silence and notification silence. Mainly because work. I don't want to ring in the middle of my work and then I get in trouble, but I call it the Steve rule, the one day with the cupcakes, you know. You just turn it off, you know. You don't have to hear it.
Well, just don't answer.
I don't want to hear it.
You know what I do? If I've never used those notification things or whatever, I just don't answer. Or if I'm busy, I usually 99.9% of the time, because if somebody wants to talk to me, I talk to them. So I'll text them back. But if I'm at some, there's an emergency, I'm at the hospital or something, I just won't answer it. When I'm done, I'll answer it. I don't go, hold on a second, doctor. Let me put my phone on.
If you're fine, your phone making noise, I guess, I just don't care.
I never have it loud. I always have it, like you said, on the vibrate.
Okay. I mean, that's basically what I had. Yeah. I just, you know, if I'm not looking at it, well, I don't get your call. I don't get your message. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Just saying. And you know, I've learned
that. Yeah, there's a way that you can, like, you can even.
Alyssa has me on that.
On blocked
her because a certain time at nighttime, I can text her and then I look and I go, shit, she's got it on. So
does it say it at night? Alyssa's getting message
after message after message. I'm sorry I touched your butt. I'm sorry I touched your butt. Please be my friend. Don't stop talking.
My phone goes to sleep at 9:30. Sometimes I'm asleep before that.
You don't have to say anything to me. It's all right. I get it. No worries. I just text you during the day if I need to text you and feel better about myself. So nighttime I get cut off. Alberto, that makes you happy, doesn't it?
You know, and then I
know where that question's going.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then there's times like I look at your message and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm at work and I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't text him back.
I get the same thing. He texts me at work, and I'm all, I'll text him when I get off, and then 3 days later I see it. Yeah. I'm all, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Oops.
If it was important, he would have said so. I don't know.
No, I don't do that anymore because you have a fit. Like, because you say, oh, I need a text right away. Because I used to do that. I used to text him and I go, hey, I sent you a text, and you're all, well, can't you just wait? Shit, you need me to text you back right away.
I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Yeah, okay.
Well, that
was the day when I just used to turn on my phone.
If I don't say nothing, what does he say? Well, I never heard back from you, so I just.
Yeah.
But if I say anything, it's like, hey. I'm being a good little girl, and I need him to talk to me.
I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Yeah, after I started to get upset at this after a while, after saying, well, what do I need to do? Do I need to hold your hand and text you and see if you're okay? Be home? And I go, no.
I don't know how long you two have been friends, but I mean, you're kind of lucky you're doing this in the post-Nova era of his life, where he has his dog now to take care of him and he'll give him attention. Because I was there before that, and believe me, it was...
No.
You know,
I get the hey text, and I better respond. He's like a controlling husband, and I was his beat-up wife, because I had to answer quickly, otherwise I'm fucking another man right in his eyes.
You're out of your mind. No, it's like when I text Alyssa. Hey, sometimes I'll just text and go, hey, what's up? How's it going? And that's it. We're done. With Alberto, it's a whole damn soap opera.
No, you made a soap opera.
I didn't say that right away, like what he's saying. He picks out the worst of me that I've ever said.
That was like, five minutes after the first text.
Okay, whatever. I'll text you like a minute after the first text. I go, hey, are my texts going through or hey, is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me? Or, and then he's all, you got to know everything. And it's like I'm his boyfriend or something. I go, no, I'm just asking. Like a normal person, I'll text him, hey, Alyssa, how you doing? I'm doing all right. I'm working right now. All right. I just want to check in and say hi. And I won't talk to her for another week or a day or whatever.
Well, I feel like saying now. I mean, that's in the post-Nova era.
Oh, my God. I do that with all the people I talk to. Alyssa, I wish you just knew.
I remember I used to be like Drew Barrymore in Scream, just holding the phone in terror because those messages were just keep coming and coming.
There we go. You heard what he just said a minute ago.
I would prefer
Steve texts me, but sometimes I see it and I'll text him back and I don't get to him for a week and I go, oh shoot, I forgot.
Nowadays, not back then. I mean, I better respond back then. Better I'd responded quick, otherwise. I would have preferred Steve to break into my house with a knife and stab me.
Yeah, he's frozen up.
You know, Steve, your whole house remodel, dishwasher, internet.
Yeah.
I think something bad.
Oh, there we go. Alyssa, I love texting you. I'm going to keep texting you only. Forget Alberto.
Okay.
I should ask him why he didn't text me back.
I just need one text message a week, the link to the show, and I'm happy.
Well, that's all you're going to get.
Okay, good.
It's funny how Alyssa and Eddie, I could text them, hey, what's up, Steve? How's it going? I'm doing all right. I just want to say hi because you're my friends. Okay, hey, how's it going? I'm good. And then we talk later. Alberto, it's a whole goddamn
It's a whole drama. Novella.
Hey, look at he froze. Yeah, when, can you guys hear me?
You're the one freezing.
You're frozen.
Alyssa and I are fine. I can talk to Alyssa perfectly.
Look, I think this is why the internet messes up, because Alberto makes the show angry and the show can't take it.
Your energy says it's going to set your house on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate to end the show like this.
Alyssa, the day he texts you audio footage of him throwing up, you'll understand. Oh, you'll understand what I felt.
That's a whole other story, Alyssa. He was accusing me of not being sick.
I wasn't accusing you. I knew you were sick. Just don't bother me with it.
Here we go.
I sent you the audio. you're free to play it. It's about, a 10-minute clip.
Did I ever say that I didn't send it? I told you I sent it, and I thought it was funny what you did with it on the show. I thought it was the only thing that made me laugh that hard was when you put the circus music on it, and I always remind you about it. So I never hid that. So, okay, before we get out of here, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for our guest for coming on, John Hansen. And thanks for Alyssa for taking my calls. Even though I'm not the important one after the hours, and I get it because that's life. But normal people do that when you text them and they say hi. Unless they're upset with you or they're holding a grudge, then I get it, you know, like some people down there.
Yep. you're pointing at the black spot right there, right next to me.
Oh, here we go. Now you're the black spot. What are you talking about?
There's a black spot right there. You know, the void.
Right. A little bit more.
Yeah, Alyssa's much closer to me.
I would go like that, but then you get upset if you think I'm trying to finger him or something. Okay. Alyssa, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
No.
Me neither. And I know Alberto doesn't. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in for our first show of the year. We'll be back next Thursday. Alyssa, I don't know if your schedule. When we have you, we are graced with your presence. Are you be here?
Oh, no, I'm working. Sorry, no.
So Alyssa will be back on the 25th, folks. Hopefully it'll be here.
This Thursday, but next Thursday. Not next show, but the show after Alyssa will be back, hopefully. All right. And hopefully Eddie, we don't know what he's doing. If he's cutting meat or what the hell he's doing.
Slicing ham.
I don't know. All right, guys. Okay. Let me find the.
I stand by my belief. Eddie was afraid of having to pose down with John there.
Yeah, probably. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Make sure to visit our website for all information about our sponsors and podcast platforms and live stream platforms and all that at them25show.com. Get out of here. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Cool. I mean, don't stay cool. Stay warm out there.
Warm. I know it's cold.
That's probably what happened to Eddie. Eddie probably froze out somewhere.
Yeah, probably frozen a little ball. All right, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.